You're listening to SBS News.
Say his name.
George Floyd.
His death sparked the largest series of protests against racism and police brutality in decades. And a year on, George Floyd's family is pushing for legislation reforming policing in the United States to pass Congress. His brother, Phil Anise, says if federal laws can be made to protect the bald eagle, the same can be done to protect people of colour.
We met with the president and the VP. It was just for the remembrance of what happened to my brother, because this was his day that he was murdered. It was great. He's a genuine guy. They always speak from the heart, and it's a pleasure just to be able to have the chance to meet with him when we have that opportunity too. We're just thankful for what's going on, and we just want this George Floyd Policing Act to be passed in the future.
George Floyd died on the 25th of May last year while he was being arrested in the city of Minneapolis on suspicion of using a counterfeit $20 note. In a video circulated online, then police officer Derek Chauvin can be seen kneeling on the 46-year-old black man's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds as he gasps for breath. President Joe Biden had a self-imposed deadline for the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act to become law by the first anniversary of his death. The legislation would create national standards for the use of force, such as eliminating chokeholds, and create a national misconduct registry, making disgraced officers more accountable for their actions. But while it's widely supported in the House of Representatives, some Republicans in the Senate are concerned by one part that would remove some of the legal protections and immunity against police officers being sued. Mr. Biden says he's hopeful an agreement will be reached on the reform after the 31st of May Memorial Day holiday. George Floyd's family's lawyer, Ben Crump, says it's vital the legislation's gotten right.
It has to be meaningful legislation that will prevent the continuous unnecessary killing of black people, whether black men are being choked or shot in the back, black women like Breonna and Pamela Taylor being killed in some just unbelievable horrific ways. If we can get meaningful legislation that prevents those killings, then we think it would not only be historic, it would be the right thing to do.
While George Floyd's death has caused a reckoning in the US, it's hoped it will also serve as a turning point for racial justice around the world. Black Lives Matter activist and author Patrick Hutchinson says while he can't point to anything tangible happening in the past year to better the lives of people of colour in Britain, at least conversations about racism are happening more widely.
Now as a society, now that we all know it's happening, now that we see what's going on, we have to come together as a collective, unified to make this change happen. Because, you know, racism isn't a black person's problem. Ultimately, it's not. So then why are we left to try and figure it out for ourselves? That's not right. You know, and if you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem.
A jury found Derek Chauvin guilty of all three charges relating to George Floyd's death in April. His sentencing is due to take place later next month. The three other officers at the scene have pleaded not guilty to aiding and abetting Chauvin and are set to go on trial next year. Amy Hall, SBS News.